Dennis and Jamar podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Aries.
People may be fighting over power at your workplace, causing tension. Avoid getting caught up in the mess and focus exclusively on your duties. The weekend will be perfect and a perfect time to unwind and relax.
Taurus.
Your world is about to be rocked by some shocking news you never expected. You've never faced anything like this before, and you finally realize that you're strong enough to handle it, and your friends will be there for moral support.
Gemini.
Now is the time for you to put yourself first. You are prone to putting others ahead of yourself, but today and this weekend, you're going to see the light and make those necessary changes.
Cancer.
It seems that things are going well for you and someone special. Take the time to tell them how much you love them. Take advantage of this weekend and make something happen that's really special.
Leo.
You will be approached with problems today, and you might not be able to figure out how to handle everything, but sometimes people just need a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on.
Virgo.
Start to plan your professional future. To get where you want to go, you'll have to start figuring out what steps you need to take this weekend. You'll be ready for the next step by Monday.
Libra.
At the moment, things are tense between you and your friends, and you've been trying to resolve them, but nothing has worked. Although your efforts are appreciated, you cannot force anything. This weekend, try to focus on your mental health and well-being.
Scorpio.
It feels as if you're floating through life this weekend, but don't worry, you'll find security.
Sagittarius.
You'll face the day with a positive outlook, and you can accomplish all the things on your to-do list. Just think about all the fun you'll have this weekend and keep your smile on.
Capricorn.
Finances may not be where you'd like them to be, but that won't stop you from enjoying today or the weekend. Just be mindful of your expenses.
Aquarius.
Your partner will finally be on the same page with you. This weekend, you're going to take your intimacy and physical attraction to the next level with this connection. Aquarius. Okay.
Woo.
Pisces.
You may have a sense of being on edge and ready to pounce at any moment. Put your energy in the most significant relationships. You should put all your work on hold and make sure that you're present, not just for today, but also for this weekend.
All right, you got them. Your horoscopes all online right now at Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar's page on chum1045.com.
Wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Hey, so we all survived the Cinco de Mayo festivities.
We did. I had to Cinco by my cell phone because my husband didn't get home till like 8 o'clock last night. But my friend at Rosedale's Finest made me halibut. You heard us talking. Halibut tacos and then beef quesadillas and this the biggest bowl, you guys, of guacamole I've ever seen in my life. I partied by myself. And it was a little bit of tequila, but I didn't open it up because it was a Thursday night.
Okay.
But I want to ask a question.
Sure.
We're not big tequila drinkers at our home.
Okay.
So I don't know why. We just aren't. But the bottle looked like a really tiny little bottle. I thought, that's good. What do I do with that? Do I put it over ice? What should I do with this?
Oh, yeah. You could put that over ice. I mean, you could do something as simple as throw it over ice and just squeeze a little lime in it just to like spice it up a little bit. Simple.
Done. Okay.
Not an issue.
Water.
Yeah, right? Like that, like, I mean...
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. It doesn't even have to... You could throw that in a little Sprite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like
a...
I want to taste it because I don't know.
Sure. Like, if you're really jazzy, I mean, you could just sip it by itself, you know?
Yeah. Over a big...
But like, do you know what type of tequila it is?
Yeah.
Patron.
Like
Reposado,
yeah.
Though, or...
Yeah. Or the Blanco. Do you know which Patron it is?
It's the one with the green label.
The green label, yeah. Green.
What's that?
Yo.
That one's white, right?
Yeah, that's the white one. Yo, just take that to the head.
We're taking
it.
Just pour shots.
Just go up Patron with that, man. It's like...
That is not the answer I was
I know,
expecting.
But that's what you should do with it. just to the dome.
Okay, all right.
Don't worry about that. That's, all right. Okay. That's club stuff right there, right?
I so appreciate it because...
They just throw it across a club like, right. Yo, give me one of those. They throw a whole bottle at you.
No way. Okay, I feel right. Anyway, it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll open it up. But I thought, look, I got to think about what I want to do with this because, you know, it's a school night, so we don't drink. But that Friday, maybe we'll do that. So thank you to Rosedale's Finest for that. They listen to us every morning.
Nice.
And we really appreciate their listenership, that's for sure. They're working hard in the kitchen right now.
Very good.
What about you?
Yesterday, I ended up somewhere. I wish I knew the name of the place, but I ended up someplace on College yesterday.
Yeah.
With the one and only Chef Rodney and Meredith Shaw.
Oh.
Yeah, and we all had like a little chip and guac thing. And,
great.
We had some chips, some guac, some cocktails, and just like some laughs and stuff, because we all live like in the same vicinity, so we just hang and chill and
they're
eat.
Fun.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're fun.
They're cool. So we did that yesterday, but we didn't do too big because, like you said, it is a school night.
Well, Meredith has to do a show with me today on the Marilyn Dennis show.
Okay. Okay. So she's got double duty.
She's got double duty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. We just had some chips and guac and, you know, laughs and stuff.
And ask Azalea where she was yesterday.
Where were you yesterday, Azalea?
I went to a grand opening of a new restaurant on King Street West called Mademoiselle. And it was nice. It was gorgeous in there.
Gorgeous. It's like dress up for Sunday gorgeous.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's
well,
old For Your Eyes Only.
Okay. For Your Eyes Only. That sounds really... That sounds risque, but okay, cool.
No, risque, okay, yeah.
Oh, I know that place. That's on College.
King Street.
King, excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I went over.
You went over, went but that's okay.
Over you.
Yeah. So it was a new open into raw bar, so all seafood, sushi, things like that. And the spread was amazing. They had a whole table, like they had a charcuterie table that was meats and cheeses. Then they had another table right beside it that was all caviar, oysters, these massive shrimps the size of my head, like crab legs.
Wow.
Everything. And the oysters were amazing.
And were they doing like a Cinco de Mayo type of theme thing, or they were just
it was just a grand opening that they were just like, hey.
It happened to be on Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly. Yeah. Amazing cocktails. It was a great
So Mademoiselle's a new restaurant on King.
Yes.
Very nice. So it looks like we all stuffed our faces yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Good.
Some 104.5. In the morning. Back to the morning show. With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Allow me to pose to you all a social dilemma. This one comes from Kim. And Kim writes, Mother's Day is Sunday. And am I a bad person for saying I'm not a fan and I'm a mom? Kim says, the real issue is that while I'd love to spend the day celebrating with just my husband and my kids, the day's usually spent shuffling around with my family to my mother's house, then my husband's mom's house, a little time for me. When my husband asked me what I wanted for Mother's Day this year, I told him it was for him to bring the kids to their grandparents so I could be left alone to have the day to myself. Needless to say, he wasn't down with that and told me I was being selfish.
Oh.
But am I really?
No.
If it's a day to appreciate mom, why can't he appreciate that I want time by myself? What do you think? Kim, text your answers to 104536. Is she being selfish? I think in the true sense of the word, she is being selfish. But I don't know if that's a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
Right?
You know, sometimes what we do is we give our moms for a gift a great day at the spa.
Yes.
That's for us. We pay for a gift card to send her to a spa. That is by herself.
Sure.
So what would make it any different that the dad takes the kids out so mom can have the house to herself? There is no difference in that. And I think that is not, it's for self-love. She comes back a more rested, loving mother, I think. I think time away is okay. And that's what you want for Mother's Day. That's a gift you don't have to pay for. We don't. And it sounds like they're running around like Christmas. We got to go to this mother's house.
It sounds hectic.
It sounds too
hectic. She named two moms.
Yeah.
The kids running across town.
That's too much.
It sounds like she's just tired of all of the stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? What I suspect a lot of times when people give gifts, sometimes it's more about how it makes them feel than it is about how it makes the person receiving the gift feel. Do you know what I'm saying?
I better get something for them. I'll get them this. Good. I feel better. That's
so I can feel good.
Yeah.
And I think the husband's, listen, I understand that he wants to spend Mother's Day with the wife and, you know, they want to do all those things.
With his mom.
With his mom, too. But she seems to have a very specific request this year that she doesn't want to be involved in any of that.
She's overwhelmed. She wants a little bit of a break. So, honey, you go take the kids to your mom's house.
Yes.
Celebrate Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And while you're gone, I'm just going to soak in a bath and read a book.
Just open
uninterrupted.
A pack of C batteries. And
right. But just have something.
I don't know what she wants to do at home all day by herself.
That's the last thing she wants right now. I'm going to just tell you the right
I'm just wondering.
She wants
doesn't
to sleep.
Be around nobody.
She doesn't want to be around anybody. She wants to watch The Crown.
Right.
Uninterrupted. I want a day where I'm not interrupted. I'm going
to
turn off my phone.
Turn over to the nightstand and open up the drawer.
Yeah.
I don't know what she wants to do at home.
Well, see, that's why you have to leave with the kids.
Okay.
You have no idea what I want.
I have no clue.
Right. But okay. I don't think she's being selfish at all. It's what her request is. You asked, this is what I would like to do. Don't get angry.
Well, you tell us. You can text at 104536. She thinks, her husband thinks she's being selfish.
Yeah.
She's wondering if she just wants a day by herself in the house, take the kids to the grandparents' house, and leave me alone.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving. Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Social dilemma this morning. Kim writes in saying, for Mother's Day, rather than a gift, rather than a meal, rather than anything physical, she wants just time. What kind of time? Alone time.
Yeah, because when you think about it, when's the last time you had alone time? Especially when you're a parent. Now, down to being a mom. After the lockdown and teaching, homeschooling, and all those things that you have to do, I just want a day to myself. Is that too much to ask? It doesn't cost you anything. Just take the kids, go to your mom's, celebrate Mother's Day, and leave me out of it.
Husband doesn't agree with this.
Right.
He's saying that she's being selfish. What do you think? Texter from Toronto says she can have a day to herself on the following weekend, but her own mother's being left out. As long as she has a mother, honor her on Mother's Day with your family.
Aren't you judgy, Judgerton? Maybe your mother doesn't want to see you on Mother's Day. She needs time away from you because all you've done is called and complained about the lockdown with your kids.
Another texter says, I do get what she's saying. She wants some alone time. However, Mother's Day is one day out of an entire year. And I think that being that she has the opportunity to go see her mom and mother-in-law, it's a privilege that not all of us have. I would give anything to celebrate Mother's Day with my mother who I lost. Okay.
Well, I get that too. I know. And we're kind of zoning into a woman that sounds very overwhelmed right now.
This is what I'm thinking. I wonder what her obligations are like, what her day's like.
Well, I don't know. But then just on that Sunday, all the traveling she has to do. So we hear you, listeners, on what you're saying. Maybe they can divide Mother's Day. But you asked what I would like, and this is what I would like.
Another text from Pickering says, love this idea. She's smart, beautiful. It's a good gift to herself, self-loving. Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. She's not selfish, says another Pickering. She should have asked for a 5-star hotel room with room service. That's an interesting concept. Like, what if you gift somebody, say, hey, listen, this is my gift to you. Time. I booked you a hotel. There's a room service. There's a spa.
Oh.
You know, I put a card, you know, on downstairs. Order what you want. Take all the time you want. I'll see you later.
Jamar.
That's a gift, right?
You say that you're not good at gift giving. That is a fantastic gift.
I'm not good at shopping. That's my problem.
Okay. That is a great idea.
That's a good gift, right?
Yeah. And okay. And on that note, you know, she's overwhelmed about dealing with Mother's Day on the day. Maybe he comes back and says, honey, I hear what you're saying. And then you take it over, your idea, Jamar. I love that idea.
I think maybe this...
Maybe it won't be this weekend, but I'll give you this room.
Maybe this couple could split it up over the weekend. Maybe, like, she gets the alone day the Saturday, and then they do the family thing the Sunday, or vice versa. Maybe they do the family thing on Saturday, which isn't Mother's Day, and then she gets her Mother's Day by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a compromise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he seems like to be a little bit more of the sentimental type.
Rigid. He's rigid.
Rigid? Okay.
And sentimental.
I can see rigid and sentimental at the same time. I feel like he is really in his feelings about the fact that he's not going to do all the mother things and, you know, the flowers and the moms, get the moms together, take the pictures, have the kids. And he feels like, you know, she's just going to go away into her corner and leave them out.
And my question is, did he go buy his mother flowers or did she do that? Like, there's a lot of responsibility there. Like, sometimes there's that person in your world,
mm-hmm.
your partner, that is the gift giver and arranges everything. She's like, I'm exhausted. You take the kids. You get your mother's flowers. I'll call my mom. I just want a day off. I like that attitude, though, about... Yeah, but amp it up a little bit. I want that hotel room.
Okay. Yeah. Last text from Barry. Good morning. Husbands need to realize their wives are not their mother and let them do what they want. That's Kelly.
Kelly!
Okay. Right, we got the message.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know, let me know.
Well, here's your hourly reminder that Mother's Day is on Sunday. If you're looking for something to do with the mom in your life, I have some suggestions. Not that we ever need an excuse to go for brunch, but here are some places that have special brunch menus for Sunday. So if mom likes tea, there's a new pop-up at the St. Regis Hotel at the Astor Lounge. It's called Rhythm and Blooms, and it says serving Prohibition-era style iced teapot cocktails.
What?
Delicious bites and cocktails in an enchanting setting. So on weekends, you can actually get your cocktail served in a teapot with tea syrups. So it's still like having tea because you're going to get some syrups in there. So peach iced tea and green tea honey syrup. Plus, you're going to get a tower of food, stuff like smoked salmon, tarts, other treats like that.
Oh, that's fun. That's such a great...
Yeah, I like
that. I thought about putting liquor in a teapot, but now it's a new way of thinking.
Really? Have you never been to like a Chinese restaurant at 4 a.m. and they give you cold tea? That's an experience.
After a bender in a club.
Is alcohol in that?
Yeah. If you ever order a cold tea, they'll give you alcohol in a teapot.
What kind of alcohol is in a teapot?
I think beer sometimes.
Oh. That is a hidden secret here. That's the password.
That's the password.
Cold tea, please.
I just let you guys in.
I learned today on this show.
Right. Because it's after 2 a.m., right? So you can't get alcohol anymore. But
wait a minute. I
got to
write down what I learned today. Patron and now this.
Right.
Cold tea.
Yeah, and cold tea.
Ah, okay. You want the cold tea.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Great.
This place has been on my bucket list for a while. It's called Shook Kitchen. It's on Portland. It's Israeli cuisine, and they have a 3-course brunch menu for $45. You could add a bouquet of flowers or a bottle of Prosecco also, just in case you forgot to grab the flowers. If you're looking for more of a farm-to-table vibes, you can go to One Kitchen at One Hotel. They have this whole spring-inspired menu. And then if you want an amazing view of the city and the CN Tower, there's Coast. Which is at the Bisha Hotel on the 44th floor.
That place is incredible.
Gorgeous, right?
Been there. And they've got
It's Coast.
Coast, yeah. Coast, it's the long O, and it's got the best view of the city on that rooftop.
Yes, it does.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
So that's a nice place to take mom. But if you prefer to stay home, Gusto 101, they created a brunch pack, which includes a buttermilk blueberry pancake kit, a pound of bacon, yogurt, and berry bowl, mimosa kit.
Jamar, it's got Jamar's.
And a bouquet of
flowers. Minus the bacon, though.
Minus the bacon.
But give me the pancakes, yeah.
But other places are doing similar at-home kits like Brazen Head Irish Pub. I feel like they're always on the ball when it comes to themed days. Pie Bar, this is Italian food. They have cocktail kits as well. Murphy's Law Pub in the Beaches. So these at-home kits, they just kind of take the guesswork out of where to take mom, what to cook. They give you everything you need, and you just got to do it with the kids.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's such a great idea.
Yeah. And then
if you're going out, though, for this weekend, you better make reservations like right now.
Oh, yes. Make those reservations ASAP today.
Yeah. Yeah.
The National Home Women's Show is actually happening this weekend as well. If you're not focused on food at all, you already got food covered. Mom can go to the National Women's Show. So shopping at hundreds of exhibits, there's food, there's drink samples, mini makeovers, cooking demos, all that kind of fun stuff. So I'm going to go today, right after the show.
Okay.
So I'm going to give everyone a little bit of a sneak peek of what to expect this weekend on the Chum 104.5 Instagram stories.
Okay, great.
So tune into that because I'll be there. Or you can also go for a walk through Fleur de Ville in the Bloor Yorkville area. There's a trail that you can walk along to visit all the mannequins and the installations. So,
where should we have a cocktail after we're done with that?
And
this is Friday.
In Bloor Yorkville?
Yeah.
Ooh. Where did I go? I went to the Hazleton.
That's nice.
That's where I went. And I sat on the patio.
Nice.
And this weekend is perfect patio weather. So soak it up while we have it.
Thanks for the suggestion. Thanks, Azalea.
When you wake up. Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning. Wake up.
Chum.
Love you, moms, and those that play the role and those that stand in. Mwah, happy Mother's Day weekend. And, you know, listen, we love mom. We demand perfection, but no one's perfect.
Nobody is perfect.
That's why the question for you is, why won't you this year, or at some point, won't win the Mother of the Year award?
So I ran down the hallway to talk to that other guy.
My son. Him.
Yeah. Him. And I said to Adam, my son, quick, tell me, where was I not a good mother?
What'd I do wrong?
And he goes, actually, you're a pretty good mom. And I thought, well, that's a gift. Okay. I said, but I need something for the show. What do you got? He goes, you know what, mom? You never remembered what station I worked for when I first started out. You didn't know what shift I had. You called it by the wrong station, wrong call letters.
Are you kidding me?
And I thought, she doesn't even know when I'm on. Yeah. I'd say B101 instead of the bounce.
Were you in the business at the time?
I've been in the business.
Were you ever not in the business?
Right.
You didn't know what your son was doing.
That's right. I knew he was on the radio. I didn't know what shift, and I couldn't remember the name of the radio station.
Just over your head.
Over my head.
It's funny.
But I did care, and I'm very happy for him.
Okay.
What about your mom, who's lovely?
There was 1 year my mom forget my birthday. I mean, I haven't lived home in a very long time, so, you know, maybe she just, you know, there was nothing to remind her. I didn't wake up in the bed that day or something. She just forgot, and I called her, and she was like, oh, what you up to? I was like, yeah, you know, I've just been hanging out, you know, going out later tonight. She goes, oh, what are you guys doing? I go, we're going out for my birthday. She said, oh, what? And I was like, yeah, it's my birthday today. She felt very terrible. That wasn't so bad. There was this one time that, admittedly, you know, I'm semi-athletic, but terrible basketball player. Can't play basketball for my life. The last time I ever played basketball was a particular time where I was on a court with a bunch of guys, went up for a shot, threw the shot up for a layup, and landed on a guy's ankle.
Oh.
Twisted my ankle. I go home and I tell my mother my ankle's hurting. And she, you know, she gets an ice pack, throws something on it, you know, just elevate it, whatever. And I'm walking. I'm like, this is just not feeling right. She's like, all right, well, you know, in a couple days, you know, I don't know, just try to walk it off. She does one of those. Walk it off. 1 day passes, 2 day passes, 3 days pass. And I'm trying to walk this ankle off. And I finally say, Mom, I don't know if I can deal with this. I need to go to the doctor. We go to the doctor, get the x-ray. It's broken. And her advice to me was to walk it off. She felt so guilty.
I know.
And I cashed in on it.
Walk it off and
cash it out of here.
Of course I cashed in on the guilt.
She was like, drink a tea here.
Yeah, that's fine. Of course. Here, have some tea. Have some syrupy. Have some mint tea, old Jamaican mom remedies. I'm like, I think I need a little more than tea for this, Mom. It was broken.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway, we learned from that. We laughed from that. And it happens all the time.
We do care. We just, you know, have other things to do.
No one's perfect.
Right.
Why won't you win Mother of the Year this year? Text us 104536. Tell us what you did that might be looked at as a little funny.
Some 104.5 in the morning. Back to the morning show. With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Almost perfect. It's just a couple of centimeters shy of perfect,
yeah,
Mums are.
Yeah.
Millimeters even.
Full reveals today, for sure. And that's okay, because your secret is safe with us, except we're going to broadcast it.
Why won't you win Mother of the Year? Mom says, I was Mother of the Year at Christmas, but I accidentally bought my kids onesies with inappropriate sayings on the butt flaps. Didn't realize.
Okay.
Another mom says, my daughter fell off her bike and was pretty dramatic about it. I didn't believe that she was hurt. Made her walk home. Fast forward 2 hours later at the hospital. Turns out she broke her leg.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll never live this down or forgive myself.
Oh, I know. Tear.
Happens. I've been there. Yeah. I won't win Mother of the Year, says a mother in Guelph. Because my son came to me at night complaining of severe abdominal pain. I asked him when was the last time that he went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
He couldn't answer me, so I told him to go sit on the toilet. Sounds reasonable enough.
Yeah, and then what happened?
3 hours later, we're at the hospital, and he's getting his appendix taken out. Sad story. I'm a nurse.
Oh. See?
Come on, nurse mom.
Yeah, it's like, pull up your bootstraps, just go and sit on the toilet. But, you know, I think that's the fallback sometimes for us, right?
She didn't want to go back to the hospital.
She didn't want to go back. Yeah. Oh, well, everyone's okay. That's good.
Everyone is okay. Hamilton mom says, honestly, my kid ate pizza pockets almost daily because it was the only thing he'd eat besides fruit. Nobody died, though.
Nobody died. And that's like you're making these big meals and everything like that. Adam had peanut butter and honey sandwiches for the longest time at dinner.
Listen. It is a big expectation for moms to always cook, and not every mom is a cook mom, right?
And also, your mom's been working all day, and she's tired, too. So there you have it. He grew up okay. It's a little off plumb, but that's all right.
We'll keep it coming.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
For the longest time, text to mom. For the longest time when he was a child, all my son would bring to school for lunch were chicken nuggets. It got so bad that when I went to a parent-teacher interview, his teacher said, oh, you're Nugget Boy's mom. The kid is being called Nugget Boy at school because he eats so many chicken nuggets.
Okay. Because, you know, she picked them up. She sent them to school with them. That was lunch.
This other mom texted us that she ran over her son's foot when he was younger with the car. He was wearing flip-flops, so he was fine. Then I did it another time. Ran over her son's foot twice. Hey,
you know,
parenthood is trial and error.
It's trial and error. I will tell you that there was an occasion for a while where I needed some more rest, and I did change the main clock in the house to say, look, it's time for bed. And it wasn't really time for bed.
Oh, that's messed
up. That's what time it is.
It's messed up.
It is messed up, but I just needed an hour to myself.
And then son looks at the time and goes, I guess it is.
It is time. But time. Mommy, the sun is still out. I know. But it says 7 o'clock. It's time. Yeah, I did that for a little bit, and then I thought, okay, I got to stop doing that because then he'll never know how to read it properly or trust me again.
That's funny.
Yeah.
How about this? I want to read you the story and,
sure.
and tell me if you trust what this lady did. This is out of Paris, France. A lady goes into an art exhibit,
mm-hmm.
and there's an art exhibit where the art piece is literally just a blue jacket hanging on a nail. So it's this blue jacket hanging on a nail,
right.
and this is the art. A 72-year-old woman walks in, and she's walking through the gallery, and she sees this jacket and believes it's just a random jacket just, you know, there. So she takes the jacket.
She's stealing already. Okay, fine.
And she heads home
mm-hmm.
and realizes that the jacket doesn't quite fit her, so she has the jacket tailored.
This is an art installation.
It's an art installation.
She takes the jacket in. To a tailor
uh-huh.
and makes it for... Okay, so how did they discover that she did all this?
Well, she actually That's comes crazy. Back to this art gallery in the jacket to, you know, to come see some more art.
No, she did not.
And they happen to be doing an investigation at the gallery. and you know, they're dusting for fingerprints. They've got their Inspector Clouseau magnifying glass on. Looking, and then she walks in and they're like, that's the jacket. She was on camera, you know, so they knew who'd taken it, but they didn't realize.
Returning to the scene of the crime, but she liked going to, but she'd love to go to that that place all the time. So there you go.
So the cops get her, they take her to the back, and they actually arrest her, but then they let her off for, they say, listen, it's all good. We're giving you a warning. But the jacket's ruined now.
The jacket is ruined forever. I mean, they changed it. The value of it is like...
Sure, it's not.
How did it look?
It's not.
That's what I wanted.
It's not the artist's original concept anymore.
No.
But you know, people who love art, and I'm not the most artsy person, but anything could be considered art. It's kind of hard, you know. Like someone just throws some paint on a canvas, and it's art.
Really?
I'm looking at it. And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah. I don't understand what they see that I don't see, because I could probably do the same thing. However, a coat hanging up as an art installation, because those are those. Very unique, showcases.
Mm-hmm.
She stole a coat.
Yeah.
You know, that's so funny. And she had it tailored. That's even funnier.
What does she look like? The little old lady in a coat.
Does she get to keep the coat?
No.
Come on, she had it tailored. I want my money back.
Well, make sure you just look around today as you pick things
up. Watch for the grannies, everybody.
Uh-huh. Every time.
They lift. Yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know, let me know.
That Harry Styles song, as it was, so good.
Okay.
He's going to be in Toronto for 2 concert dates in August, the 15th and the 16th.
It's going to be so good.
Welcome back live shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never heard of this happening before, but Justin Bieber was just banned from ever buying a Ferrari ever again. So what happened was he apparently violated the company's code of ethics. So the company, they just weren't very happy that he misplaced his 2011 Ferrari for 2 weeks after a night of partying way back in 2015. So this happened a while ago. And then the Biebs was also arrested at a separate time for racing down the streets in Miami in a Lambo, though. So I guess these two things are just kind of... really annoyed Ferrari. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, the Ferrari that he misplaced, he repainted it. It was white, and he repainted it to a neon blue, and then he modified it with a body kit. So, and then he auctioned it off in 2017.
And they're like, what you're not going to do to our works of art.
That's right.
Is butcher them.
Exactly.
Right.
No more Ferraris for you.
Yep. Right.
That's crazy.
So, but it's interesting that he did all of those so long ago, and now he's being penalized for it now, or now it's all resurfacing. I'm not sure what's happening, but I don't know. Ferrari's very particular about who owns, drives, and has access to their cars, and they no longer want the Biebs to be one of those people.
The idea of just multiple Ferraris is boggling my mind. Like, the fact that he could buy one and buy another.
Right.
By so many that you have to tell them no more for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was the egg throwing incident. That's why I thought you were, what you were going to say about
that. Oh, yeah. I remember
that. He was a lot of misbehaving back in those days.
Back in those days, right.
And I think he's a changed man, but you're right. When they did arts and crafts on their Ferrari, that's when he lost it.
Right.
They lost it. Yeah. Right.
Oh, well. I mean, I think he has a whole fleet of other cars.
There's so many other cars you can buy.
Yeah, just have to go talk to Bugatti now. Yeah.
Right.
Or get a Honda Civic. Whatever.
There we go. Good. So from one super Canadian to another Canadian treasure, this weekend, the Center Island Amusement Park is reopening. And I have so many childhood memories here. This is their 55th season. And I think it's just the perfect thing to do with family. Jamar, have you ever been yet?
Absolutely. My son learned to drive over there.
Okay.
Yep.
You took him in bumper cars?
Yeah. No, not the bumper cars. The little green cars that go around the track.
Yes. Very cute.
His first driving lesson was there.
Cute. I went with my dad for, I think it was for Father's Day. I don't know what it was for. We just went for the weekend and we rented one of those bikes. You know, the cute little duo bike.
Oh, yeah. Like the four-person bike with the canopy and everything.
Yeah, the canopy. And we just kind of rode around. That is a workout.
Let me tell you,
we had no idea. We were like, okay, we need to stop. Our legs were on fire. And then we still had to walk back to the boat back to Toronto.
You know, with no leg power.
No leg power.
But I will tell you, when people get those bicycle built for two and those type of bikes, they go, it's romantic. We can do it together. This is so much fun.
Right.
But there are more arguments when you are hearing people go by you in slow motion. Oh, yeah.
Because someone's
get nowhere fast. The pedaling fast. Exactly. Things going slow.
That's someone's extra sitting power. Back.
Yeah, yeah.
There's tons of food. There's the classic log ride, bumper cars, mini golf. And this weekend for Mother's Day, the park is giving all moms free rides with the purchase of an all-day ride pass. So that's kind of cool.
That's great.
And then since you're going to be downtown anyway, you could also swing by Floridaville in the Bloor-Yorkville area. There's a trail that you can walk along to view all of the mannequins and installations. You can also view the Chum installation, which is stop number 3 along the way. And the theme this year is femme. So flowers are already super feminine and gorgeous. But this one, they're honoring remarkable women like Frida Kahlo, Princess Diana, Catherine O'Hara, Viola Desmond, just to name a few. So make sure you check that out and snap a picture with the Chum installation and then do a bunch of tags. You can find all those tags on the Chum 104.5 Instagram page, and you're going to be entered into a contest to win $500 Manulife Center gift card. And Mother's Day is the final day you get to do this. So it's going to be gorgeous. It's 14 degrees and sunny on Sunday.
The weekend is a stunner.
Yeah, it's going to be great to just walk around and take in all these beautiful flowers. So definitely do that.
Okay. Thank you, Azalea. Beautiful.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. Chum 104.5.
Line that Lizzo song that I love. She said, it's thick 30. That's the time. It's thick 30. Let me know when it's thick 30.
I'm loving that song more and more, just like you.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about what you're watching this weekend with the watch list.
Well, this weekend, I'm going to look at this Showtime documentary called Cheryl, about Sheryl Crow.
Okay, yeah. Sheryl Crow documentary.
Yeah, it talks about a decision to tackle such a big project, because really, that's, you know, when you're talking about your life story, that's really something else. I keep forgetting, guys, that she was a backup singer for Michael Jackson.
Yep, big part of the story.
Big part of the story. And of course, she had breast cancer. Who's the bike guy?
Lance Armstrong.
She announced with Lance on Oprah about getting married to Lance, and then he broke up with her very publicly. So anyway, and she's such a great musician and a wonderful person. I've had the opportunity to interview her twice. And
what is she like?
She's real. She's just like, you know, talks about her mistakes, talks about raising her two kids, talks about living in Nashville. She's really a nice person. She's a good conversationalist. And, you know, she pitched in for Stevie Nicks years ago when Stevie was doing this album called Shangri-La, and the producer walked away. Cheryl came in and produced the rest of the album. And Stevie has never forgotten that. They're very good friends. So it's just, you know, she's a good, solid human being. So Cheryl is on television. And that's on Showtime, a documentary, and it's Sheryl Crow. There you
go. Cool. What if there's one person, because the documentary thing is so big right now. Huge. Everyone has one. Whose documentary hasn't been done yet that needs to be done?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I was thinking about the wonderful Cyndi Lauper the other day, and they're doing a documentary. I thought, I wonder how Cyndi Lauper's doing. And all of a sudden, documentary about Cindy Lauper.
Very good pick. Hold on, let me look this one up. Cindy Lauper documentary.
But I miss the days when we used to watch MTV and Much Music, when they would do a deep dive into somebody like, you know, like the Eurythmics or John Cougar Mellencamp, when they would do their own kind of spin on it. I miss that story. I Behind the Hits, VH1.
Yep. Yep.
I miss that. Those were really
behind
good.
Behind the Music, yeah.
Behind the Music,
yeah,
sorry.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. And I wish they would do them again and do, you know, or update them a little bit more.
There's so many of those right
now.
Oh,
my gosh.
They have that one, This Is Pop. Is that what it's called?
Yep, that one. That's a great one.
Is it good?
Okay. Yeah. It's a
oh, yeah, you did tell me about that. Yeah.
That one was produced right here.
Yeah.
So good.
I know. I've got to watch that. That's on my list. Yeah, I have a long list beside the TV about what I have to watch. But I think about people that have made such an imprint on our life, our soundtrack of our life. And there's so many of them. But anyway, Sheryl Crow, this weekend, it's on.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to let that one sit right there. I like it.
Okay, good.
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
And we'll wait for the Cyndi Lauper documentary.
Yeah.
If there's anything you want to add to the watch list, by all means, text us at 104536.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on.
In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
The American royal family is expanding. The Kardashians, that is.
Yes. There's been an engagement.
Did I just hit a nerve? Something like, what did you just call them? I mean, really, aren't they? Like,
well, that's what they call themselves, I think, really.
It doesn't get more royal than the Kardashians in America.
Royal pain?
Any of the royals.
Any of the royals.
Yeah. So Courtney is now getting married to Travis Barker. They're now engaged, and, you know, they just went through something that many families have to go through. It's the blended family thing.
Yeah.
And you got to explain to the kids what's going on. This happened on the Hulu show, The Kardashians. This is the brand new show that they've got. Azalea, you're watching it, right?
Yeah, I am.
You like it so far?
It's good, yeah.
Okay. This didn't go so well when Courtney had to break the news. I say break the news. Inform the kids, Penelope in particular. Listen to what happened.
Got engaged.
Look at it. Mom got a ring.
Is that upsetting?
Baby, why are you sad, baby?
She started crying.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Another change. Another change. I like the routine the way it is. Kids are very routine oriented. And the adults are all happy and excited, but they don't understand.
She didn't take that well.
No, she didn't take that well. Who's the guy with the tattoos, by the way?
That's Travis Barker. That's daddy, stepdaddy now.
So this engagement was a surprise for Courtney, orchestrated by Travis and Courtney's mom, correct? I got that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she made the call, Chris did, not to bring the children in.
Yeah.
Right.
I kind of agree with that. But was there not an untelevised discussion with the children about what's happening a little bit and helping them navigate it? See, that is cruel to me.
That would be.
It doesn't seem like there was any discussion about the engagement.
That's cruel.
That would be anti-Kardashian to untelevise it.
Right.
Every moment, ask Kim, is televised.
Yeah, I get that. But I know that their father has a rap sheet of past experiences with women.
Yeah.
So, but I thought mom was the one you could count on.
Right.
Mom is the one that, you know, was the quiet Kardashian.
Yeah.
Now very, very much in the public eye, very much on social, showing a lot of
EDA,
that's right. So this is a lot for this little kid, and I don't know.
What's the right way to do that?
Well,
as someone who's actually been through it.
Yeah, I've been through it. It's just, you know, you ease into it. You kind of go with how they are feeling about life in general, because you're dealing with a breakup first. You're dealing with a breakup, and then they had mom all to themselves for a very long time.
Right.
And now this new person's come in. I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but it's just like, let's ease into it. So everyone's so individual. All children will tell you how far they can go. They will. Mm-hmm. When they're uncomfortable with it, you have to kind of ease them into it. So my thing with Adam was just, you know, go outside of the house and meet with somebody and go to the park with them and get to know them that way. Yeah, that's how we did it. So,
wow, that's interesting.
And he was in his 20s. I'm just kidding.
I mean,
this is an 8-year-old. Come on.
I've dealt with it recently.
Yeah.
You know, my mom had to tell me there was someone new in her life.
Yeah. And you're an adult.
And I'm an adult, sort of.
It's hard.
And I said, who is that?
You know what? I just thought.
You're not my dad.
You're not my father.
You know what? I just thought about this. It just came to my head.
Yes.
When my mom died,
yes.
A couple of years later, my dad started dating, and they started dating somebody seriously. And I thought, good for you.
That's good.
Good for you. My sisters did not handle it well at all. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you guys, don't be so selfish. But they're in their 40s, 50s. So it's uncomfortable no matter what age. So it's with, you know, handle with care, babies. Handle with care.
Yes. Kids will be kids,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, no matter what age those kids
are.
Oh,
my gosh.
Wake up.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Yeah, you know, Mother's Day is tough for some people because, you know, not everybody has the same relationship with their mother. Not everybody has their mother anymore. So it can be tough. So if you're having a tough time or a tough weekend, yeah. We see you, we understand you, and we hope that you can find some peace and,
yeah.
And I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Some peace and comfort.
Comfort. Yeah, that's nice. I truly miss my mom a lot, and I always give her a toast on Mother's Day and
yes.
say thank you for putting me where I am today.
Yes, and mother isn't just the person that actually biologically, you know,
right.
did that for you. It's also someone who nurtures you.
Yeah.
Mother's the nurturer, caretaker, educator, mm-hmm. everything all in one. So we can celebrate lots of different people this weekend.
That's true. And then we have another mother. We have another mother that wrote to us this morning.
Well, yeah, because, you know, a lot of people think mothers are perfect. This morning we talked about the fact that, you know, tell us why you're not going to be Mother of the Year this year.
And this is a very moving story, and I hope everyone's listening. Turn up the radio.
She admits that she's not Mother of the Year, but it might be a good idea. My son decided at 16 years old that him and his friends would try drinking. Well, his friends brought him home very badly intoxicated. I brought him to the hospital. They gave me two options. No IV and wake up with a bad headache or give him the IV. I asked for the IV, but also a pair of scissors. He had long, beautiful hair. I cut it into patches. When he woke up, I told him they had to do a brain scan and you can never drink again because you almost died.
Okay. So then what did she tell him the truth?
When he was 25.
Okay. So happy Mother's Day to all mothers.
That's one way to do it.
That was one ticked off mom. She held that secret from 16 to 25. Kudos to you.
Okay.
All right.
Reserve judgment amongst yourselves. Everyone does it differently. That's how she did it.
We saved that warm and fuzzy Mother's Day story for the very end of the show. Goodbye, everybody.
Enjoy
Have a happy
weekend.
Mother's Day weekend.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.